It says that Shimon, when it comes now, Adar, to pay the Machzah Shekel, Shimon is allowed to pay the Shekel, the Machzah Shekel for Reuven. That's Mutter. Rashi Shekel v'shviloi Shekel shuchayit l'chol shana. L'kabon ha-sibur. There was a chiv, his man of Beis Midrash, to give the Machzah Shekel. He used to collect it in order that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they would have the new money to buy the new kabonis. So even though you have a chiv to do it, Shimon has a right to give it for you. He has the right to pay it for you. All right, turn over. Right, another chiddush is Uporeya es chayvay. Who are then if Reuven owes somebody money, Shimon is allowed to come now and pay up that person that he owes. Reuven owes Yehuda $100. Shimon, that has a neder, is not allowed to give any enjoyment at all to Reuven, is allowed to go to this third person Yehuda and pay up Reuven's chayv. We'll soon see why. The Chur is giving him enjoyment. The Chur has a tremendous enjoyment. No, somebody goes and pays up your chayv. It's in the enjoyment. Better get it. Better than that, your mom is saved $100. A pleasure. Guy pays up your debts. Who are then in the case that Reuven lost an Aveda, lost something? The halacha is that this guy Shimon now, even though he has Nisan Neder, he's not allowed to give any enjoyment back to Reuven, he's allowed to give him back his Aveda. Right? Giving back an Aveda is not called giving him enjoyment. Because the mice is his own, it's Reuven's own property. I'm just giving it back to you, it's not called I'm giving you something new. So therefore that's muta. But let's say in a case when a person that has to work hard to return the Aveda, usually the person pays for that, then we say, Tipla no lehegdish. Then we say that money that you're supposed to get, you have to throw, you have to give it to Hegdish. Because that's like Isser Hanor. Shrashi v'mokim shretan schar v'aturich hashvasa. When you have to, it's hard work to return the Aveda, if you get paid for that, Tipla's Rashi on the Yosei Aschar lehegdish. This money that you get paid from, in other words, Reuven has to pay you. Because if Reuven doesn't pay you, then he's gaining on the deal. But what do you do with this money? You have to give the money to Hegdish. Because here we're talking about a case that both have the Yisr, one can't have the enjoyment, one from the other. So therefore, the one that he has to pay, the Taschar Tircha. Because if he doesn't pay it, he'll gain on the deal. But the other one can't receive it, so he has to give it to Hegdish. That's what it says, the mission in the Dorm. So Mer explains it now. I understand the first case, that even though these two people, Reuven and Shimon, they're also to have any enjoyment one from the other, one is not allowed to give the other one enjoyment, still we say if one wants to, he's allowed to pay the shekel, the machzah shekel for the other one. Why? I tell you, mitzvah covered, because he's doing a mitzvah. Trashi Kloima, mitzvah b'yalma covered, he's only doing a mitzvah. It's not called I'm giving you hanor, it's not called. But that I pay for you your machzah shekel, it's not called I gave you money. It's called I'm doing a mitzvah for you. Shim lo shokel alov, lo hivse klum, sheyesh lo chelek bekabonis. Because even if I wouldn't have given a machzah shekel for you, lamaisa, the kabonis that they bring, it's not the pshat that's only brought the korban tzibur for the people that gave money for the machzah shekel. No. Everybody's supposed to give it. But the Maitza now, when Bezdin goes and brings a Korban Tzibur every day, the Korban HaTomid, Havadid's brought the Maitza for the Oklah Yisrael. So therefore this person, even if he wouldn't have paid the Machzah Shekel, he still would have received like a Schus in the Korban Tzibur. So the Maitza, because you paid my Shekel, I didn't have any direct Hanor. The only direct Hanor I have is that a Mitzvah was done for me. Mitzvah Salav Lehenes Nipna. That's not called enjoyment one to the other, the fact I did a Mitzvah for you. And a proof is like this, that now we learn like this. By the Machzah Shekel, Tormin Alovit, V'Alagovui, V'Alosid Ligvois, that we collect the Truma for the Machzah Shekel, for the person that lost his Machzah Shekel. V'Alagovui means for people that are going to collect it, that collected it already, but it didn't get to the Beis HaMikdash yet. V'Alosid Ligvois, those were the people that will eventually play. So Rashi does not torment as a lishcha b'sholish kupis. When they used to bring the machzah shekel, they put it into a special room, the lishcha, and then they would take three baskets and make truma. I mean, takes three baskets full of this, full of the money. So it says when Bezdin made the truma, they took it. All of it. That means af al misha sholach shekel biyavod. If somebody sent the shekel, but it got lost and never received it yet, still Bezdin now has him in mind. V'alagovui, if people that collected it, but Shadayin Legiakana didn't reach Yerushalayim yet. Still now, when they make the truma, they have him in mind also. And also, v'yalosad ligvois. V'yafidu lo nikvah. They didn't collect yet, li'acha mikan. Yesh lechelik b'truma b'kavonis. Still, even a person that like never will pay the machta shekel, still Bezda now has him in mind. And he has a portion in the korban tzibur. Ela shechisa mitzvah. He's only missing that he did not do the complete mitzvah of giving a machta shekel. So nimtza schar ha-mitzvah ala noisein. Therefore, the schar ha-mitzvah is upon the one that gives it. Therefore, the one that's giving the money, the pshat is he's doing the mitzvah. So it's not called I'm giving the other person hanor. Fakir, the other person doesn't have any enjoyment. Better, it's not paying a machta shekel for Reuven. It's not the pshat like Reuven did the mitzvah. Shimon did the mitzvah. So it's like his own reward. Therefore, it's not called Reuven. Shimon is giving hanor to Reuven. That's good. Also, even though Shimon has nisa neder, he's not allowed to give any enjoyment to Reuven. Still, if Reuven loses something, Shimon is allowed to return it to him. Why not me? Mitzvah covered. It's not called I'm giving you any enjoyment. I'm returning something that you lost. It was yours. You lost your hat, and I'm returning it to you. It's not called I'm giving you anything new. Just that Shimon now, by returning your hat, is doing a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Hashemah Saveda. So therefore, it's not cool that Shimon is giving any enjoyment to Reuven. So far, these two halachas are good, where even though there's nis and neder, one to the other, he's allowed to pay up the machta shekel for him, or he's allowed to return his aveda. Ela, but the middle case is a pella. Ela, pereya, lo yeschayvoi. It says if Reuven owes somebody $100, Shimon is allowed to go now and pay up that person. Shimon is allowed to pay the $100 for Reuven and give it to the malva, give it to Yehuda. That's what it says. That's a kasha. Why? He's saving him money. The Chura Shimon now is saving Reuven $100. Like this, Reuven owes Yehuda $100. Reuven's going to have to take out of his pocket $100 and pay Yehuda. So what does Shimon do now? Shimon goes fast and pays up Yehuda $100. So Shimon is saving Reuven $100. It's like Reuven is gaining $100 because of Shimon. So why is that mutter? That mutter hanoh here. Shimon is not allowed to give any enjoyment to Reuven. Reuven can't receive any enjoyment from Shimon. Hilcha Reuven is called enjoying, is receiving enjoyment from Shimon. So why is the mutter? So Drashi Mishtar Shilei means, Mavichai, I'm making a gain for you. I'm letting you gain $100. So why is the mutter? So this thing Gemara says, Omer Avishia, Hamani Chonanhi, that Mishnah in the Durham goes according to Chonan. That Chonan says, Vayasa, now Mishnah over here, the Omar Ibed Es Moisov. In such a case, if I pay money for you, so the Pshat is, I'm like really losing my money. In other words, you don't have to pay me back anymore. If you want, you don't have to pay me back. If I go and pay up your loan, you borrowed $100 from somebody, and I'm nice to you now, and I go to that person and say, here's the $100 he owes you. So according to Chonon, I have no right to go back to you and ask you for the money back. That's the case of the Mishnah. Like if somebody was nice, right, to your wife, and fed your wife when the husband went away, and now when the husband comes back, this man says, give me back the money I spent on your wife, Chonon says, nothing doing. I didn't ask you to give me the money. You gave it on your own. It's like a present, right? You can't get it back from me. So therefore, according to Chonon, it's not called like I gave you a gain. Not cool, the money came from me. What I did was, I paid up the third person. But it's not cool, like, if the pshat is that I have a right to go to you and say, you have to pay me back the money now, and I say, nothing doing, keep the money, that's called I'm giving you $100. But over here, since when I pay up the money, I can't ask you to pay it back for me, since I can't ask you to pay it back for me, it's not cool, like I'm giving you enjoyment. Rashi says, Chonani, this Mishnah in the Durham goes like Chonan, the Yomar Ibid Moisov, Zeshe Pinish as Eshes Chaveroi, if somebody supports his friend's wife, Finiskav and the Shem Halvor, he had in mind to pay her, like to lend her the money, and he had in mind that the husband should pay it back later. Still, Chonan says, nothing doing, the husband doesn't have to pay it back. And the person can't come to the husband and say, listen, I paid up your loan, pay me. Nothing doing. So we're here also. V'hu adinami l'chol chayv sholom. V'yomad chaver aparoi, if somebody paid up your loan, v'zeh loyom aloy halveni, and I didn't ask you to pay it up for me, is then a chayv l'klum, I don't owe you anything. V'chivon dilu por l'shem alvo. Lav alvohi, since if it paid off the money l'shem alvo, it's not called money, is kibor nam l'shem achila, lav mi diyavlei. Even though now I'm paying up the money, and I have in mind now not to ask the money back from you, so really I want to do you a favor and pay you off the money, still it's not called the money is coming from me to you. Since if I wanted to ask you for the money, I can't ask the money back from you, so therefore it's not called like there's a chayv, like I owe you, you owe me the money. So since you do not owe me the money back, that I free you from paying it, it's not called I gave you enjoyment. So that's Pshat, this mission in the Dharma goes according to Chanan. For Rav Amar, Rav says no. For Rav Amar, Afilu Teimer Rabbanan. Even if you want to say that mission in the Dharim goes according to Rabbanan. I'll tell you, Hocha the Mayaskinon, Shelovu Amanas, Shelovu Lefroya. Here we're talking about a case where when Ruvain borrowed money, he lent money Amanas, he had a good mouth in there. He borrowed the money on a Tanai, that I don't have to pay it back to you. Guy did him a favor, like, I'll give you money. If you want to pay me back, okay. If you don't want to pay me back, not to pay me back. Good how far? That's the case talking about. Shalov al-Manash al-Efraya. He borrowed the money, he didn't have to pay it back. So therefore, now that the Shimon goes and pays back your havor, it's not cool that Shimon gave you the money. It's not cool that you would have lost the money anyway, because you didn't have to pay it back. So since you didn't have to pay it back, it's not called like Shimon is giving you again. So therefore, even according to the Rabbanin of our Mishnah, that Mishnah Dharam is good. It's more so like this now. It's good Rav's last teretz. Did not like Rav's teretz that goes according to Chanan, to Mukum Lok Rabbanin. Because Rav would rather say that Stam Mishnah Dharam goes according to our Rabbanin. Like usually Paschal like the Rabbanin. So it's better to say that Stam Mishnah in the Dharam goes like our Rabbanin over here. Therefore, it's good Rav's teretz that Mishnah Dharam that says Shimon is allowed to pay up Ruvain's chayiv, is where Ruvain did not have an obligation to pay it up. He wasn't mechuyiv to pay back the money. Therefore, when Shimon pays back the money for him, it's not called like Shimon gave him $100. El Rav Oishia, but according to Rav Oishia, my time aliyom karava. Why did Rav Oishia have to answer that the Mishnah in the Dorim goes like Chonan, like a Yochid? Why didn't he rather say this teretz of Rava, that even according to the Rabbonin, which is type of a loan, that he did not have to pay back? Is all Malach Rav Oishia. Rav Oishia says like this. He diano leslay no. That terrace like yours is not a good terrace. Even though it doesn't have any real enjoyment from it. In other words, Ruvain borrowed money from somebody, and he doesn't have a lot of obligation to pay it back. He borrowed the money like a free, like, come on, a half free loan. If you want to, pay me back. If you don't want to, you don't have to. Now Shimon, the one that's not allowed to give Ruvain any enjoyment, wanted to pay back that chayv. So you want to tell me, Leslie, not to say that Shimon gave any direct enjoyment to Reuven, because Reuven didn't have such a gain from you. Because if Reuven wanted to, he didn't have to pay it back anyway. But I call upon him,